to the most wonderful real estate podcast ever, the show that gives you the lowdown on how to become a successful real estate entrepreneur. With more than 30 years of experience, America's top female real estate investor Dawn is an expert in financial freedom and turning dreams into realities. Now's your chance to become a Dawnionaire with the help of Dawn. Here's to a flaming hot foreclosure market with the help of Dawn. Cheers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Inside the Minds of Today's Millionaires. I'm Dawn Bent-Twiper, America's most sought-after real estate investor, and you are listening to the most wonderful real estate podcast ever. Now, our motto here at Dawnderful is people before profits. So if that resonates with you, you're at the right place, this is the right time, and we have a super great show for you today. I have two guests today, not one, but two, like double trouble is with me today. I have Ted Fells and Eric Twiggs, and they have a podcast called The 30-Minute Hour. That is such a great name. I wish I would have thought of it. So you guys, welcome to the most wonderful real estate podcast ever.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
I'm excited to have two of you. You guys are both so cute.
Thank you.
Everyone's going to be loving this show. So we start off, we have drinks with Dawn. So today, what are we drinking? I'm having water. What are you all having today?
I'm having Gatorade. The elevation is at a point I need to really make sure I've got my oxygen and all that. So the Gatorade really helped me with that.
If you were in the mountains, you would be. All right. Cheers, you guys. Thank you for being on my show. And Dad's drink of water. So we have a drink. We tell everyone, take a deep breath. Everybody just kind of stretch, shake off whatever you got going on and open your mind and get ready to have some fun and to learn.
Let's do it.
And I literally just got back in the altitude yesterday. So I'm a little bit short of breath my own self today. So there could be a little bit of like, and that's just, that's me trying to catch my breath. All right. So I don't know who wants to go first. So what we like to do is we like you to tell us who you are right now and how people can get a hold of you right out of the gate. And then we just want to kind of backtrack and find out, you know, how you got where you are. And we just basically, we want to know what's your deal. So
I can start. So okay. I'm Eric Twiggs. I'm your procrastination prevention partner. I'm the author of The Discipline of Now, and I'm the host of the 30-Minute Hour podcast. And I help entrepreneurs and executive leaders to ditch their excuses, beat procrastination so they can make more money, get more done and feel more confident. And obviously you can find me on the 30-Minute Hour podcast or on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere you like to get your podcast. And you can go to my website, thedisciplineofnow.com.
I love it. Discipline of Now. I love that. I need to read that. Okay, Ted, tell us where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm Ted Fells, and I'm the co-host of the 30-Minute Hour podcast. I'm the president and CEO of Nucor Vision. It's an information technology company that provides IT and management consulting services primarily to the federal government and to the private sector. Within the podcast, I'm known as the super CEO, the business strategist, and all around good guy.
Aww. You are an all-around good guy.
I try.
Super CEO.
I try.
I love that. And how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me same way through the 30-Minute Hour podcast site. I'm on LinkedIn as Ted Fells. I'm on Instagram as Ted Fells.
I'm going to start stalking you guys today. I'm going to find you on here and start stalking you.
I'm on Facebook. Guess what I'm on Facebook at?
What?
Ted Fells.
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to tell you,
if you want to find me, I'm findable. So excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. You guys are both so adorable. And I love I love the fact that you help people with procrastination. Yeah, I really, I'm not too bad about that anymore, but oh my gosh, that used to be like my worst enemy was procrastination. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow, You know, I'll just later. I don't feel like it. Just everything. I was so bad about that. Give us like one or two actionable steps that someone could take to help them not be a super procrastinator. Because I think, I don't know, aren't most people procrastinators sort of by nature?
Yeah, so like the studies show 95% of the population have an issue with procrastination. And I just believe the other 5%, they haven't gotten around to take the survey yet. So it's a big problem. So
That is truth, man.
A couple of quick steps. The most basic thing that someone can do to overcome procrastination is to get in the habit of making appointments with yourself. Just get in the habit. It's a basic thing. A lot of people don't do it, but I've talked to people who told me at the beginning of my coaching sessions how they're this chronic procrastinator, and I start them on that. And so instead of saying, I'm going to write a blog post this week, they say, I'm going to write a blog post on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And they schedule that time from 1 o'clock to 1:30. And they put it on their Google calendar and they set the reminder. And just getting into that habit of putting things on the calendar, making appointments with yourself is the most basic thing you can do to overcome procrastination.
But you know what? That's a really great tip. And it's so funny you said that, because this year I have all these little alarms on my phone. I started setting little alarms like, you need to, like right now, you have to, like I read the Bible, you have to read the Bible. Like right now, you have to exercise. Right now, you need to go sit down and talk with your husband for a few minutes. And I started like making all this crazy schedule. My alarms are always like beeping. I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Basically, I put stuff, and especially when I'm working out, I'm just like, oh, step back in the altitude. I'll do it tomorrow. I don't feel good today. I'm terrible. And I just started doing that just in like the last 60 days. So I'm happy to hear you say that, because I'm like, I'm just going to start making like appointments and setting alarms. And that's what I'm supposed to do when that happens. And see, I already did a step without even knowing it. That makes me like super excited. And I really like that tip. And if people would set, because like you, we have an appointment. We're on time. We were all on here on time. So if you set appointments and you stick with it and treat yourself like you would a podcast guest, you would be on time.
Yeah,
I'm not going to roll on 30 minutes late on somebody's podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't just not show up to an appointment you had with somebody else. You have to treat yourself the same way.
You have to treat yourself like a customer or as a business.
For sure.
Okay, Eric, Ted, give us another. Like, I really love that. I'm super excited about that. Ted, give us another one.
Another one about...
Another tip.
And so you're saying another one out of the... a tip pertaining to
procrastination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so here's the thing. I hate to say this. So, and Eric's smiling because Eric is your procrastination prevention partner. Ted is someone that Eric is trying to help.
No.
So as far as a tip for me, it means stick close to a friend that's what he specializes in.
is like, stick with Eric.
Stick with Eric, right? See, I'm planning to make an appointment with Eric to discuss strategies to help me with procrastination. Matter of fact, Eric, I even have Eric's book. I have probably two or three copies of Eric's book that have been signed by Eric, and I keep procrastinating about reading the book. So, yeah. Oh,
well, you know what? You just said it. You said I'm planning on meeting up with Eric and setting a time. So right now, while you're on, everybody can see you. You guys set a time and a date right now.
Then I'm going to connect with Eric.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to follow up and see if you did it. I'm going to make everybody email you and Facebook you. Did you meet with Eric yet?
About my procrastination?
Yes.
Eric, we're going to meet sometime in the near future to discuss my procrastination. Is that good?
Is that not procrastination, Eric, by not setting a date and time?
We got to set a date and time, Ted. What you got?
Come on, Ted, what you got?
Let's go with, within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
I have to check my schedule for the next 2 weeks.
Ted's going to never speak to me again.
No, I'm definitely going to speak to you.
Okay, 2 weeks. So everybody, when this comes out, Within 2 weeks, I want everyone to find Ted and say, did you meet with Eric yet?
Oh, man. I'm getting bombarded with DM messaging. I'm like, oh, man, look at her.
When you die, like 1,000 people message you.
Did you meet with Eric? What is wrong with you?
How'd your meeting with Eric go?
Right.
How'd the meeting with Eric go? Well, okay. Listen, wonderful minds want to know. We'll be following up with you. That's so funny. You guys are so funny. But you know what? I think procrastination, in real estate investing business, it's a real problem for sure.
Oh, for sure.
What were you guys doing when you were like teenagers? Like, where were you living? Like, Eric, we'll start with you. Like, where were you living? What were you like when you were like 13, 14, 15? Like, what was that, Eric? What were you doing back then?
So, I mean, later in my teens, I'm in high school. I grew up in Washington, D.C., you know, playing sports, having fun with your friends. I know I went to a military high school, like, and I hated every second of it. Like, literally, I was always talking to my parents about getting me out of the school. But looking back, like, to this day, I still have habits that just stick with me. Like every now and then people meet me, oh, were you in the military? And some of those, we had to like march around, you had to inspection in the mornings and all of those things. So yeah, that I hated every minute of it, but I mean, it was also great like for college preparation too. Cause I mean, when I got my first year in college, it was like a review almost.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's what I was doing.
Well, that's fun. So yeah, I can imagine being military, it would be tough, but you know, honestly, everyone I know that's been in the military, they do carry those habits throughout their life. And they are really super disciplined.
Oh, for sure.
And I know in the bigger picture of things, the discipline is important because, you know, that's what helps you be successful in the first place.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you're able to write a book about not procrastinating.
Yeah. And I think if I were to have a superpower, I think one of them is discipline. And I think it started from because you didn't have a choice. You were either getting demerits and detention every day or you were going to comply with the military regimen. So funny, I was so burnt out on the military. I got to Hampton, I got to college, and the military recruiter was like, hey, you want to talk? I'm like, no, I like ran in the opposite direction. I didn't hear anything they had. I just wouldn't listen. I was done with it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Did you ever imagine yourself writing a book and teaching people about how to have more discipline and not be procrastinators? Where did that cross your mind? How old were you when you started thinking like, you know what? I have a superpower.
No, you know, it's interesting. Like I always got like good grades in English for whatever reason. And I could write creative things, but I never thought about writing a book. So that whole thing for me started during my senior year in college. And so like I'm having this conversation with my good friend Donnell, and he would be giving me a hard time about, yeah, you know, you need to really focus on what you want to do. And it's not just, you know, having a good time. And I'm like, Donnell, man, loosen up. You know, are you coming to the frat party with me or not? So several weeks go by, Donnell and I don't talk. But then I get a phone call from his mother telling me that he passed away in a car accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it totally changed everything for me. And that's where I started focusing on time management. And that sent me a message. I was 22 actually. You know, 22.
That's terrible.
And so that sent me a message that maybe I don't have as much time as I think.
For sure. When we're in our 20s, I don't know, we're like 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
I'm in my 60s and I still feel like that. But then now I'm like, okay, this hurts, that hurts. Maybe I'm not quite as bulletproof as I like to think that I am. that's really sad that happened. But, you know, sometimes a wake-up call is the thing that saves your life.
Yeah, I mean, that was the starting point. And I really started thinking about being productive, not procrastinating. I just had this sense of urgency that started from there.
Awesome. How old are you now, Eric?
Oh, man. So I am 51 years young.
You are not. Damn, dude, looking fine over there. 51. I was thinking like, well, he's not like in his 30s right now, so he's got a long way to go. 51. Look at you. Now, Ted, what about you? When you were like a teen, you know, 13, 14, where were you at? What were you doing?
Around that time, I was playing sports. I hadn't given up on my my Major League Baseball career at that point.
Oh.
Yes, I've been playing baseball since childhood, and I really thought that I was going to be playing Major League Baseball until I, you know, got to high school and one day was in the outfield and started getting bored with the game and was daydreaming and watched the ball sail over my head. And I said, at that point, it's time to do a little something different. It seems like my career in baseball was just not going to happen. So, yeah, so between that time playing, you know, playing sports, hanging out with my friends and, you know, grew up in Arlington, Virginia and, you know, and yeah, just kind of doing kid stuff, not having a real care in the world other than playing sports, going to school and didn't have to worry about bills or any of that type of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah,
I hear these people, they have all these like really super tragic stories of, you know, when they were young. Like, I just like grew up out in the country and we were just like playing and riding horses. And I never thought about ever anything that I'd be doing as an adult. I was just being a kid.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, that's what you're all over. If we could do it all over again, it'd be great, right? We wouldn't have been such a rush to be an adult.
Oh my God. I remember the day I was like, I am 18 years old now. And I'm going to do what I want. My dad's like, girl, you don't graduate high school till June. If you want to do what you want, you can move out. Or you can live my house, my rules. And I have heard my house, my rules my whole life. And now my own children are like, hey, my house, my rules. So I do the same thing. Now, Ted, how old are you nowadays?
I'm 52.
You guys are just puppies. Now, how did you guys meet? Because you're running this podcast together. Do you both live in the same area now?
Yeah, we do. So we live, it's within 20 minutes of Washington, D.C., Clinton, D.C. Maryland. We met at this. Yeah, we go to the same church.
Nice. I love that, too. Yeah. And that's how you guys met. So you met at church.
Yeah, and so... Yeah, Ted and I would always say, yeah, you know, hey, he said, Eric, you know, you've got the book, your thing going on. I got this company. We need to find a way to work together. Yeah, we should just collaborate, join forces. And yeah, that'd be a great idea, Ted. And we were saying that for like, what, years or so. Yeah. And then finally one day, Ted's just like, look, all right, Eric, what you doing on Monday at 6:30? Nothing great. Okay, let's go to Starbucks in Clinton. We're going to meet. We're going to talk about this thing.
Now, isn't that something? The procrastinator set the date, said, let's make it happen. And that's what we did. And the interesting thing about that, as Eric was mentioning, was I was having a meeting with a millennial friend, right? And he was, you know, he was doing podcasts and all type of virtual digital stuff. And we were having a meeting on that. I was just trying to get up to speed, right, on all of that. And then Eric came in and so I introduced Eric and then I was like, yeah, let's do a podcast. And we were like, Gary, his name is Gary. I said, Gary, what do we do? Oh yeah, you download this software, you do this and that. And I was like, okay. So Eric, again, Mr. Not the Procrastinator, was like, hey, next Monday, let's do it. So we came out to the office and, you know, downloaded the software and, you know, we set up and then we just started interviewing whoever we knew that was doing something or trying to do something. And they'd come out to our office every Monday. You know, we just keep looking for guests and we'd record it and then we'd edit it and post it. And that was in February of 2019. And we are now, how many sessions in, Eric?
120 episodes.
Oh, nice.
20 episodes. And the cool thing about it was initially it was just guests that we knew. So every week, Eric would be like, you got somebody else? Yes, I would. No, I was hoping. I was hoping you had someone else. Like, well, my mom is busy. She's busy. What do you mean? She don't have like 15 minutes for the podcast? Well, no. So the great thing, you know, about all the craziness that's happened with the pandemic, you know, once the pandemic happened, we were able to switch to Zoom and, you know, we were able to just connect with so many people. So before you knew it, we just had guests coming just from different angles. And so we've interviewed guests from all over the world, and it's just been really a blessing of just, you know, just being able to leverage, you know, these digital platforms and just connect with people. We've learned so much and have made so many, you know, associates and friends along the way.
I know, I feel the same way. I like, obviously when the pandemic started, I was like, oh no, we're locked in the disease, like what's happening? But right. I really took right straight to Zoom. I was like, because my husband and I travel a lot, and teach, you know, live workshops of real estate investing. I mean, a lot, like 20 times a year, we do weekend workshops. And I still love doing that. But I was like, oh my gosh, I can just get on Zoom and be at my house and I can do all the teaching and training and make my own little fun background and like have my own little thing. So I like went crazy when all that stuff started. I was like, holy cow. So by the time this show airs, I'll be in the 200s.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Nice. I'm just like, oh, my 200th episode is just like right around the corner. And I'm like, oh, I cannot believe it's 200 episodes later.
That is
I don't
great.
Even know how that happened that fast. All of a sudden, it sounded like it was just like ticking along. And then all of a sudden, I was like 50, and then I was like 75, and then my numbers were going up. And then I was in like 35 countries. And I was like, what? It is really exciting, though, right?
It is. It's, and you know, you think about, you know, man, you know, do we have that much stuff to talk about? But then when the show starts, it just starts going. You just start having conversations with people like you that, you know, we just met, but it seems like we've known for years. We just have that in common. We just kind of get together and just kind of chop it up, and it's great.
Well, next time I come to DC, I'm coming in your office so we can do a live.
Come on. Yes.
I come to DC a lot. We have some friends that live there, and we do about 2 or 3 real estate events a year up in the DC area.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you guys are in DC. I love it up there. I'm coming over. We're going to hang out and do one live.
Oh, yeah. We'll hold you to that. And Eric will make sure we have food and drink and everything.
Hey, look, I'll make sure we have it, but Ted's going to be paying.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You guys want to feed me and have drinks. You might be wishing you didn't do that. I need to eat a lot of food.
That's right. Look forward
now,
to it.
I know we have some really good friends that live in DC that are real estate investors. And we're actually right now trying to put something on for the fall right now. But you know, a lot of hotels are still a little bit sketchy about letting you have a space just yet. Or they want people, you know, tables like 3 feet apart, people all spread out. And it's like, come on guys, really, like nobody wants to do that. Wear your mask, get your bag. What do we got to do? Just like, you know, just let us out again. The nice thing about Colorado, everything here in Florida and Iowa, the three places that we kind of travel among, everything's just like wide open.
Wow.
So it's so nice. I know, it's so nice, like to go to the grocery store and not have to wear a mask. It's like, finally, I can breathe again.
Yeah, it's too funny.
I know, yeah, it is. We're very blessed to have a house in Florida and here. And I was in Florida, I don't know, a few months back, and the governor comes by and he's like, listen, everything is open. That's it. Everything's open. People start going outside again. Just a news conference, and I mean, people were flocking outside. Like, yeah,
he was kind of ahead of the curve as far as with the no mask thing and everything else. So
we live up here in the mountains. We're so far in the mountains here. There's no way a COVID germ could make it across the streets. It would die from the house.
No, the COVID germ will pass out there now.
That germ will be like, ugh. And just that's it. Yeah, that's it. Nobody in the mountains gets COVID because germ can't live up here.
No.
I have to tell you, for the people that have gone to the altitude and not understanding or having had anyone tell you about altitude sickness, Ted and I had just the funniest talk earlier because he was up in this area.
That's the worst.
When you start talking about walking from one building to the next building, I knew you were going to be like,
it was the worst. I just knew. Look, so Swan, I was thinking, I was there and I was talking to the concierge, you know, where's the restaurant? He said, oh yeah, it's in the other building right over there. Just kind of walk out past the pool, you know, kind of 10 feet, whatever. I'm like, oh, it's no problems. I walk out the building, I get outside, and I'm like,
it only takes about 50 feet, and you're just like, oh man, my God,
it was the worst.
Trying to take deeper breaths, and then you can't. It's like,
no one looked like they were gonna help me. Because by the time I got to the other build, I felt like I was crawling in there. And I just sat down. And I was just like, just kind of walking by. Like, oh, yeah, it's out. So you'll be okay.
Well, you know what we did? We just looked at me like, tourists. We just got off tourists. That's it. No one told them about altitude.
It was the worst.
But you know what? I lived, I didn't meet my husband until I was 42. So I was living in Florida that whole time. So the first time I came to visit him, you know, Florida's at sea level, and it's 9,000 feet up here. So, and I had never been in the altitude, and no one said anything about altitude, the sickness, nothing. Mm. So I come up to visit Bill, and, you know, so we dated long distance for 15 months. So I come to visit him, and, you know, I like to drink red wine. So, you know, I had like just a regular, like, you know, a pretty solid glass of red wine. And it's my first day up here, and all of a sudden, I'm just like, wow, man, whew, I feel really lightheaded. The room's kind of spinning. And I look at him, I'm like, did you put something in my drink? Like, what have you done to me? I can't breathe up here. Like, what's happening right now? My face is beet red. It's like, it's the altitude. So I go in the other bedroom, I lock the door and go to sleep. And right. The next day I'm like, take me to a pharmacy. I'm going to talk to a pharmacist. I've never heard of altitude sickness. And I think that you did something to me.
That you did something to me.
I did. This poor man, he must have been like, why would I bring you all the way up here in front of my children to drug you? But I mean, the room was spinning. I had to put my feet on the floor and get ice. And because the alcohol with the altitude, it just floored me. Mm. So I did go to the pharmacist the next day, and he tells me, you know, what I need to be doing. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll stay a couple extra days then, since you didn't drug me last night. I actually thought I got drugged. I was so upset. Oh, so I totally get it. It's funny. So now, what do you guys do when you're not podcasting? What are y'all doing in your lives?
Podcasting. So for me, I'm hanging out with the family. So I have a wife. I've got an 11-year-old daughter. I've got an 8-year-old son. So when I'm not podcasting, I'm doing things, doing events with them. And they, funny thing is, they know all about the podcast. And sometimes they listen in on the episodes and they'll repeat back things I said on a previous episode. So that's, I didn't think they really knew, right? So they just start mentioning, yeah, so daddy's about to do a podcast on Monday at 7 o'clock and da 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 da. So my family, they take up a lot of my time when.
But you know, that's so nice that you're able to be with your family all the time. How old are you?
Yeah, I have to tell you, one of the things as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate balance. Like, so my personality is just to keep working. Like, I just keep going. Like, I go nonstop, and, you know, 15 hours later, I'm still going at it. And so luckily, I mean, I think I've been blessed to have my wife who's literally going to pull my shirt and be like, no, we got to stop.
Yeah.
Come on, time's up. Stop, get out of the office.
That's why I do the 5 equities of life, because I am also that person. I'll just wake up in the morning and start working all the way till I go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I, like, stop myself. And my husband too. And there for a while, we were just working like 24 hours. I'm like, why are we working so hard all the time? So I don't know. We just like it. I'm like, yeah, I know. We need some balance, man. That's why I do the 5 equities of life, because you got to have some balance. It is really easy, especially if you like what you're doing. It's really easy to just work all the time.
And here's the thing. That whole thing is glorified, right? If you watch these little motivational videos, it's all, oh yeah, you got to grind and nobody's going to outwork me. But I do think you have to be strategic about rest, renewal, spending time with your loved ones. Here's what else I found. It actually makes you better. So like, if you take the time just to unplug, when you get back to your work, you find that you've got better ideas, better energy and everything else.
Yeah, they do. I know people don't realize that, but I'm a person that takes a cat nap every day. Every single day I can lay down. And I mean, I fall dead asleep and I wake up in exactly 20 minutes, like on the dot. My whole life as a kid, as an adult, and my husband's always like, how can you just lay down and sleep in the middle of the day? I'm like, dude, it's called a cat nap and it's healthy for you. And when I wake up, I feel like fresh like I do in the morning. And I do it every day, everywhere. Even if I'm speaking, doing an event at lunch break, I go somewhere or a room or someplace and I put my head back and I am out like a light. But it's like, it's so good for your body.
Oh, for sure.
And people don't realize that the resting, the relaxation, going for the walk, just the hanging out is, you know, it's really good for you. It's really good for you. And Ted, what do you do in your other life when you're not podcasting?
So when I'm not podcasting, I am Nucor visioning it. So I'm pretty much, running my IT company and a couple other business ventures that I'm a part of. And, you know, I have not like Eric, I've not been able to do the best job of balancing, right? So I'm not married, no kids or anything like that. So I'm kind of like the person that's kind of just, not so much just working, but just always doing stuff.
Yeah.
I've just got stuff going on.
So you are not married and you have no kids and no one has snatched you up yet?
No.
Girls. Okay, so Ted Fells is single.
Uh-oh.
And you need to follow him for that too. Listen, over here, I will get you married. I will get your appointment set. There's no
you will stop me from procrastinating all of
this. This has been a productive show. We're accomplishing a lot on this.
He's getting married now. He's having kids and he's having an appointment with Eric. I have no time wasted over at my end of things.
We're changing lives.
Changing lives by the minute.
I'm telling you.
But you know what? It is true. It is. I know what you mean. When you're single, you are just sometimes you're just real busy all the time.
Yeah. It's always something. So whether it's trying to, work out, networking, church. My mom is 91. She lives close by. So I spend, time with her and my nephews and all of that. So it's not like it's all work, but definitely it's all activity.
Yeah.
Like you just see, like you just kind of running like throughout the day. And, as Eric mentioned, it doesn't necessarily, grind doesn't necessarily get it done. Cause we talk about, a spiritual perspective, right? And sometimes, God will line things up in times when you're not even expecting it. And you're someplace that you didn't even know why you're there. Yeah. And opportunity hits. But then you've gone to 50 other places where you were looking for the opportunity and the opportunity didn't happen. So, yeah. So just kind of,
God always puts people in your path. He put us in all of our paths here. So,
yeah.
God always brings you the right people. Mm-hmm. But absolutely. I tell my husband, listen, even God rests on the seventh day. So you got to take a day.
that's true.
It's good enough for God. It's good enough for you.
That's right.
Because my man is like, oh, it's Sunday. I'm not really going to work. I'm just going to do like this little project. I'm like, no, that feels like work. You're not going to do that little project. So I always, I'm like, hey, God rests on the seventh day. It's one of the commandments. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for you. That's what you're going to do. So after 19 years of marriage, it is still a battle every weekend about we're doing something else. You'd think by now he'd just like be tired of hearing me say that. No, he still tries to do stuff.
I got a question for you. What is really work, though? Is checking your emails considered work?
Oh, that's exactly what he says to me. Don't even go there.
Is that really work, checking your email? Is that work?
Are you
like when you say no work, do you really mean, like, can I just check LinkedIn? I mean, like, what do you mean when you say?
Right here, this is a conversation. Eric, I have this conversation every weekend. So I'm just checking my emails. This won't work. I'm like, but you're writing back, you're coaching, it falls into other things. And then next thing you know, you're working.
It's work. So you can't do anything.
He can hang out with me and the grandkids and take me out for lunch and dinner and movies and hiking and all the good stuff that marriage has, and that's what he can do.
I think it's about more about attention than anything else, right? So, that's a battle I still struggle with because I still have the desire to want to check things and text people and move things forward and all of that. I literally have to
I do too. Oh. I mean, honestly, I'm like, okay, well, let me just check this one little Instagram. I can just write back this one more. He's like, hey, you're doing it. I'm like, no, I'm not really working. So yeah, I don't even know. I don't think we've ever got to a point where you just like leave our phone for the whole day and go somewhere because then we're both freaked out. We don't have a phone.
Totally freaked out.
But we lived our whole lives I lived my whole life without a phone. I didn't have a cell phone until I was in my 30s. So I lived my whole life without a cell phone. And now I'm just like, I can't even go to the store. I will come back and loop back if I forget my phone just to go into the store. Like the store is 5 minutes away. But it's like, oh, God, my phone.
You'll leave a limb first before you leave your phone. Like, my phone. Let me tell you what's the worst is when your battery has gone dead. Like, yes. I have a friend, and she, one time we were out, and her battery went dead. So she put her phone in her purse. She didn't have a charger. And then a couple minutes later, she pulled the phone out. I said, why you put the phone out? You don't have your charger. Like, it's the battery is still dead. Like nothing's changed.
I know. Yeah. We're addicted, though. The phones make us addicted because we hear the little beeps and the messages and all the little things, and our brain goes, ooh, and it releases a pop of dopamine, and we reach over and grab that phone. So people that invented those were very wise on making all of us addicted to our phones because we are. I know. I have been really good the last 6 months or so. Every time we go, like, just for a short little something, I leave my purse and my phone and all my stuff at home. And then I'm always like looking for my pockets, like, oh gosh, I feel like naked. I don't even have a phone. I don't have lipstick. I don't have any else. Like, ah, I'm trying to like let it go. That's my thing this year, is like, let that go and go out and just have time. Because otherwise I'm taking pictures. Oh, let me take this picture for Instagram. I'm going to take this picture. Oh, let me just, and then that's it. And actually, now that's what you're doing. So I'll start with you, Eric. So tell me, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food, I like salmon.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'm having salmon for dinner tonight. I eat salmon like a crazy person. It's so good.
Wait a second.
Okay, look, all right.
Wait. Come, Mr. Discipline Guy. Look, so one thing that we didn't talk about is Eric and I, our joint love for the Washington football team and our joint love for pizza. Oh. You have never ordered salmon pizza.
I order salmon all the time.
Ew, no. Never ordered salmon pizza.
We get pepperoni. Your favorite is salmon?
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? Like, pizza is something I'm trying to, I splurge every now and then. Like purposely, I try not to go to Lido's unless I'm with Ted and we're watching a game or something like that. Because Lido's, I can eat a whole thing of it. I can probably eat a whole box to myself. I don't know what they put in it. It's addictive.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm trying not, under normal circumstances, like, I will actually order salmon if I'm out at
Restaurant. Never. Okay, so Ted, never. Here's what it is. Eric's meal in front of his wife is salmon. Okay. And Eric's meal out with his buddies is pizza. It's
pizza and wings. Okay, maybe that's what it is. Because he's never said, oh man, hey man, you know the game is coming up, man. Let's get a couple slices of salmon. Go back to the house, sit down and watch. Get some water and a salad.
I'll say the Old Bay wings is higher up on the list than pizza, though. Like, I like Old Bay wings better than pizza. I can say that.
The wings, pizza, salmon has
the Old Bay wings. I eat a lot of salmon. Salmon is something I like.
Not even.
Dad, what's your favorite food? Are you standing by pizza?
So, you know, that's hard, right? Because I like Italian food. So I like spaghetti and lasagna. Stuff like that, pizza, you know, any of that stuff with sauce, I like sauce stuff.
Me too.
You know, now
I
know,
like it all.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pick. You know, I like, you know, chicken breasts. I like salmon, but I would never say that salmon is my favorite. I do salmon because, you know, we need to try to have a healthier option. We just can't have a burger and pizza every day. But yeah,
what happened to the days in our 20s when we could have burger and pizza day in and day out? We didn't even gain a pound.
What happened to that?
It didn't even matter. Now, it weighs you down. Then you feel so guilty. You feel like such a loser after you get like a burger. I got a burger the other day, and I work out with this trainer in the morning, and that day it just felt like every exercise, I just felt like that burger was just hopping around in my stomach. It was just like, yeah. It was really good yesterday, wasn't it? Now, as you're doing these burpees and all this stuff, see how it feels now. So, yeah.
That is so funny. You guys are so super fun. So fun. So, at the end, so let me just kind of review here a little bit. So, we're Eric Twiggs and Ted Fells from the 30 Minute Hour, which started in 2019, which I love that. And disciplineofnow.com is your site. So, you help people not procrastinate. And Ted, you are like a superstar SEO, CEO, superstar CEO, the superstar CEO, and y'all both like sports. I like that you both played sports and you both like sports. And yes, you're right. I don't think Eric's going to ever call up and say, hey, man, I got tickets to the game. No. Let's go get some salmon.
Let's get some salmon before we go on. That will never happen. I don't think I've ever even seen.
You can't order salmon at both games.
Salmon is my actual favorite food. I eat it all.
I didn't think you like fish. I've never even.
I do.
Chicken, steak, burgers, pizza. I've never seen him eat fish. I didn't know if he liked fish.
Now you know.
Now I know.
We all learn something new about.
Wait till the season starts. I'm gonna invite him over for the game. I'm gonna have salmon laid out. It's gonna be all different types of salmon. And he's gonna be like, what is this?
Where's the pizza, man?
What is this? No, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wait till all the fellas over. And now I'm gonna have, that's what I'm gonna have fitting. I'm like, Ted, where's pizza? Where's the wing? Well, Eric likes salmon. So that's all I got here.
That's it. Like, I didn't know you liked spaghetti. So there you go, right?
Yeah, but it's got sauce, man. Right. It's pizza, spaghetti.
I mean, really, who doesn't like sauce?
It's all in the sauce family.
There you go.
Salmon?
I like salmon.
Eat
salmon here tonight.
Grilled, get it grilled, get it blackened.
I like it blackened. I really like blackened.
Oh, me too. That's how I cook it. I mean, I use a blackened seasoning on it and pan fry it with like thick crusted blackened. Oh, so good.
That's good.
I get like, I think I'm super addicted to the blackened seasoning sauce. So I just slather it on everything at this point.
On everything.
You can't, see? Exactly.
I like blackened salmon. I like anything blackened.
I love, it's called a Chef Paul's. It's a Redfin blackened seasoning. And I don't know, I'm in some sort of a phase where I'm like super addicted to it. So I have a bottle of it in my purse. So when I go into a restaurant and the food's not like, doesn't taste the way I want it, I like seek my thing out and I sprinkle it all over my food in the restaurants. And I'm sure they're like, you know, I didn't bring her black. What does that food look so? Why does that food look like? It's not what I served her. But I honestly, sometimes I just put it on the food because it's like, it doesn't have, it's not blackened enough for me. So I was like, you don't carry salt in your purse. I'm like, but it's seasoning. Why, and if the food's not kind of, it's bland, I just put some on there. He thinks I'm crazy, but I have some in my purse right now.
Isn't it interesting though? Everyone kind of has their food thing though. And whatever their food thing is, there's others that think it's weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like whatever your thing is, like ketchup is my thing. Like, I like ketchup on everything.
Yeah.
Like I think all meat deserves ketchup. Hamburger, see, chicken.
I don't put ketchup really on anything.
I love ketchup.
Only on fries. I do like it on fries though. Yeah, my husband, he puts ketchup on eggs. I was like, ooh, who puts ketchup on eggs?
I don't know about that.
He does. He slathers it with ketchup. I'm like, ooh, yeah. It just looks terrible. It looks like, I don't even want to go there. It's disgusting. But he still eats it. I'm like, okay, whatever you want. Just like, please don't eat that in front of me. I can't handle it. Oh, so at the end of all of our shows, all my listeners know that we do the five equities of life, and they're financial, spiritual, physical, mental, and family. And kind of those things sort of make us, you know, encompass who we are as a whole person, because we're not all just about work and podcasts. And so I always like to have my guests give us the life equity and give us an assignment. And so my understanding is, Eric, you are giving us our assignment today. So tell me what equity, which of the five equities you chose and what the assignment is. And all the wonderful listeners know that I just asked them to do it for a week. And if it adds value to their life, keep doing it. And if not, then, you know, they did something different.
All right. So I got something for you. This is for the mental bucket.
Oh, mental. I like that.
You have to start what I call a win log, W-I-N log, right? You have to track your wins. So, and just in all my working with people and all the studies I've read, like 80% of the average person's thoughts and self-talk is negative, right? Mm. You're thinking about, oh man, you know, what this went wrong. I got to fire this employee. I got this. It's negative. Most of your mental chatter is negative.
Yes, it is.
So we have a habit of negativity. So the best way to break a bad habit is to replace it with a better one. And so this habit of tracking the positives or the wins can be a true game changer if you do it. So for the next week, just take a 3x5 card. And just start paying attention to the positives in your life. And it could be small. It could be something like, you know what? I found a quarter walking on the street. Yeah. That's a win.
Or right? Like you got a parking space at the front door.
Right. Right. Start tracking all the positive things that happen. If you're in business, it could be, you know what? Somebody gave me a 5-star review. Hey, I picked up a new subscriber on my podcast. Just start tracking it. I've done this with people who, when I first asked them to tell me about their wins, they had nothing to say and it was awkward. But like months later, they have 12 things that they talk about for their wins, and they won't let me go on with the conversation until I ask them about it. I tell you, this is a game changer if you really do it. So start tracking your wins.
I love love that. I feel like if I pull up in the grocery, I went grocery shopping yesterday. I was like, woohoo, I got a spot in the front. Woohoo. And I'm like excited. It is fun.
Eric, that was great, man.
That is great. That is great. Tracking your wins, because you know what? It is true. Most of our self-talk is negative. And yeah. I always tell people, listen, your mind is not your friend. Your mind will tell you, why'd you eat that burger, Ted? And you exercising right. today?
Why didn't you have the salmon? Why did you have the salmon? You should have had the salmon.
Right. You should have had the salmon with Eric. Your mind will make you feel bad about every stinking thing that you do. And I think that's a great thing, is to make I've never heard anyone give that tip before. I may steal that in the future, just so you know. Say my buddy Eric told me about this wind log thing, because that's a really great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more you write your wins down, the more wins you'll have to write down.
Exactly. And you know what? We have a lot of wins throughout the course of our day. And when people are in any situation, like COVID's been like a whole thing, people have been locked down, you know, people weren't working, like there's always, but in the middle of all of those things, there's still always good things going on. And right. people get too focused, I think, on negative things sometimes, to appreciate the little wins in life. And you're right, if you would just track the little wins, you can end up with like 50 tiny little things throughout the day. Like this 45 minutes, this has been a win for me. So I'm gonna put down the first thing on my win log is you guys.
Well, I agree that it's been a win for me as well. This has been great.
No, y'all are so fun. I can't wait to come to DC, like hang out in person. We're gonna eat pizza. We're gonna have salmon.
Do it all. That's gonna be an interesting mix. You're gonna look at a table. You're gonna see pizza. You're gonna see some wings. You'll see salmon.
And I'll have a little black and salsa in my purse.
You guys are black and salsa. And I'm gonna have some ketchup. This is gonna be great.
Oh my God, my husband, he's like, seriously, Tate, you can't do that. And I'm like, dude, I'm sure. addicted. I am currently addicted to that flavor. So it goes on everything. I go through spells. I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. So tell us one more time. How do people reach both of you?
Okay.
Ted, you go first.
Want me to go again? Okay. So you can go to the 30-Minute Hour podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Anywhere you like to get your podcast, you'll find it. Those are two main places. And you can go to the website, my website, thedisciplineofnow.com. and pick up a copy of the book.
And I'm expecting my autographed copy in the mail. Just put that out there.
Eric, you maybe want to share about the What Now movement.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, we have another venture that Ted and I are involved with. It's the What Now movement. And we inspire people to pivot instead of just stopping when they face a crisis. You know, we were talking to people who during the pandemic, they said, oh, I have this venture, but I'm going to wait until things get back to normal. So we said, that's the last thing you need to be doing, waiting. You need to ask yourself, okay, what can I do now? What now? So we started this What Now movement. We've got 1,650 people on this Facebook page. So you can actually go to our Facebook page. It's titled the What Now Movement. Click the join button. We've got daily videos to keep you inspired, to keep you moving forward.
I'm going to do that today. I love that white now. I think maybe just because I do a lot of training. When COVID happened, I was like, oh man, I've got time to make videos. I've got time to write a book. I've got so much time to do stuff. And I just like, I hate to say it, but I really enjoyed all that downtime.
let me tell you,
I'm sorry for all the people that got sick. I mean, I got COVID too. I was like super sick, but I enjoyed all that downtime. And that's part of what I'm trying to carry some of that forward now.
Well, let me tell you, we have a Motivational Monday, Thought Leader Tuesday, Wellness Wednesday. We got something on, we're going Thursday, Eric. Is that Thought Leader Thursday?
It's Thought Leader Thursday. So on Tuesday is technology or time management.
Right.
So we have like subject matter experts. You know, somebody that's with a cybersecurity person may come on Tuesday and talk for 15 minutes.
Nice. Okay, well, everyone, I love that. I'm gonna be tapping in there here in a few minutes. Everybody do the What Now movement on Facebook. That sounds amazing. I like motivational stuff every day too. So that's why I do like the five equities of life. You have to work at having balance, because it is too easy just to get up and do your thing. And next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, it's 8 o'clock at night. What the heck? Where'd my day go? And that happens all the time. Which is why I have all these beeping on my phone, and I took my Fitbit off, but my Fitbit goes off like every 2 hours and like tells me to do something because I just get lost, you know, I get lost in my time. All right, so parting words of wisdom. Last final thought from each of you. Ted, you go first this time.
Oh, parting words of wisdom. This kind of comes from Nike, but just, you know, just do it. I mean, you're thinking about doing something, you're thinking when it's going to be the right time to do it. You got this great idea, this great concept. I mean, now's the time to, you know, just to make it happen. Don't put it off. Start moving, you know, forward on whatever it is. And then you'll just see it. And, you know, kind of going back to the whole concept around the podcast for us, right? It was a just do it thing. I mean, what we learned from the millennials is just, they just do stuff, right? Sometimes us as more seasoned adults that we are, like everything has got to be, it's got to be a perfect strategy. Everything has got to line up just so excellent. The timing going to be right? And well, you know, let's do some research around, you know, what's the best platforms and all that. No, we spoke to millennials and said, hey, download this software, and we just did it. We had no idea that just moving forward would get us to the place that we're meeting amazing people like you all over the world that we're having an opportunity to just share with. And we've learned so much from it. And so we what started as just two friends just saying, hey, you know, let's just get together and do something, became something, you know, amazing like this, and just started it, you know. And you know, kind of, we talk from a spiritual perspective as well. I mean, you know, you take the first step and you let God do the rest, and we're just very thankful for that.
Yeah. That's it. You take the first step and you let God do the rest. So you're going to love my sign off. You're not going to hear it yet, but you're going to love my sign off. So Eric, what is your, give us your like final parting words of wisdom.
Yeah. So it's like I always say, don't allow perfect to become the enemy of progress. Doesn't have to be like perfect, that. Right? Yeah. Oh, I'm doing research. Oh yeah. It's got to have it all worked out. No, just take, what's the next thing you can do?
Yep. You know what? Those are both really great words of wisdom, because people, I like Ted, I mean, I think it is our generation. We're a little slower to jump. We just don't just do it. And you're right, millennials just go, my kid's just like, okay, we're going to go here. Boom, they're in the car in like a minute. It's like, hang on. We need to talk about it for a minute. And you're right. People, I know, especially for real estate investors, people are like, oh, I need an LLC. I need this. And they try to make everything perfect before they start. And like years go by and they still didn't do it. So Exactly. Those are two very excellent words of wisdom from two very awesome guys. So Ted Fells and Eric Twiggs, I appreciate you guys. I honor you for coming on my show today. Everyone's really going to love this. And don't forget, guys, that you're all going to be asking Ted, did you meet with Eric yet? And ladies, he's single, I'm just saying. So
did I meet with Eric and have salmon? We're going to have salmon in our consulting session.
Listen, when I come there, we are going to have salmon. And I'm going to bring my stuff and I'm make you all
bring your blackening seasoning. Absolutely.
I'm telling you, it's the craziest thing. All right, guys. Hey, listen, if you enjoyed the podcast today, if you laughed, if you learned anything, give me a 5 stars and write a really awesome review. And please go listen to the 30-minute hour. All of us that do podcasts, we put a lot of work and there's a lot of labor of love involved in bringing all of you the information that we do. So go listen to my guys here and also give them a 5-star review and write something amazing about how great they are. And you can even look for me on their show and be like, oh my God, those three, they're like the trifecta. So there we are, right?
Trifecta.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So everyone remember, the truth is in the red letters. And I'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Ciao. And you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for dropping by to the most wonderful real estate podcast ever, making real estate investment wonderful each and every time. And for more information on how to make your real estate dreams a reality, keep an eye on dwonderful.com and be sure to become a member.